Oh, I know somewhere where it's warmer. A lot warmer today. Jan Hammer. Remember the guy who wrote this song? This is old school now. But it's still, when you hear it, you know what city I'm talking about. Miami, FLA. And the good doc is with us bright and early from the city. He's got a view of Biscayne Bay. I just know he does. Dr. John Braccio, Dr. John B. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing on the other end of our line. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Dave. And I might have been here for a few days. It's been in the 80s. It's going to be a cool 70 today.
So no, that's terrible. How will you survive a day in the 70s? I mean, my goodness. That's just chilly.
But here's the funny thing. People here see it as really a cold wave when you get 70 and that type of temperature. But you kind of chuckle when you realize how cold it gets back in Michigan. But everything is relative. When you're used to 80-degree weather and then all of a sudden it's 70-degree weather, all of a sudden you're going, oh, my, you know, it's really cool. So that we ought to give everybody here a little taste of what we get in Michigan. Then they know what cool or cold really means.
I remember one Christmas with my wife and I. We were on the beach in Clearwater, and there was a little breeze that came there off the Gulf. And I turned to her. I said, ooh, that was a little chilly. And she looked at me. I said, yeah, you're right. That was dumb. It's not that chilly. That was dumb. And it literally was about 70, 75. A little breeze off the water. You went to the Orange Bowl, right?
We went to the Orange Bowl. Great game, by the way. Wisconsin clearly was dominant. Miami made some key mistakes, but clearly Wisconsin is a very well-disciplined team and deserved to win. They had a huge crowd there, as did Miami, of course, in Miami.
Sure.
So it was a great experience. The Orange Bowl is always a great experience. And we didn't see Michigan State in person. We saw them on TV, obviously. But we did see Wisconsin, so that was a good consolation prize for those of us that would have rather seen Michigan State in person.
Well, you didn't quite see the Big Ten roll the table either, thanks to what happened yesterday in Tampa. And that was, let's just say in the fourth quarter, I was surprised by what went down. I really thought they'd hold out and win.
I thought they had that game won 19-3 in the third quarter.
Yikes.
Just kind of a meltdown, just kind of fell apart. But as a whole, the Big Ten was 7-1. So that is a good thing. But it was a big surprise the way Harbaugh and Michigan just kind of fell apart for an 8-5 season. You know, you make $9 million a year, you're going to have a lot of people getting mad at you, giving you a hard time. So
no question.
That's a tough way to go, actually.
Yeah.
Tough season.
No question. Now, where you're located right now, I got to think that during the wintertime, this is not a big thing for people in your profession to be treating those in Miami with seasonal affective disorder. But for those of us in the northern climes, it's a very real deal and can be pretty incapacitating for some folks this time of year.
Yes, it can. It's a form of depression. It can be severe depression, same symptoms. So, this can be when you're depressed nearly every day or every day. You lose interest in activities, social withdrawal, low energy, poor sleeping patterns, appetite changes, poor concentration.
Oof.
Be sluggish or agitated. You can be feeling hopeless, worthless, extreme guilt, tired. Even suicidal, Dave. So seasonal affective disorder is definitely a very difficult thing. I think most people, to some degree, when you have really short days without much sun,
right,
that and it's cold, this can have a big impact on everybody. But when you when it really impacts with you negatively, very negatively, then if you have some suicidal tendencies, it can certainly, if you have some depression tendencies, it'll make things worse. It's a real condition. It's a real situation. In my work, if you work with a psychologist or anybody who does counseling or therapy, they will tell you, yes, it is real. And there are people at certain times of the year, it just really hits them like a ton of bricks, and they have really the symptoms of depression, and often or sometimes severe depression. So it's a very difficult situation for many people.
I used to have a coworker, and she, in her workstation, her office, I would come by, and she had a special light that was on.
Yes.
And it you could definitely tell it was different than the normal desk lamp, but it wasn't so different that it seemed like a strobe light or anything. And she told me what it was about. And she said it really helped her having this artificial sunlight nearby.
Well, that is true. The light box, I mean, the full spectrum lights. You can actually even get lights that are full spectrum that you can actually have in your house, too. But the light box is something that is very powerful, actually. I mean, and that is not going to cause you any problems. But 10,000 lux, exactly what that means, I'm not sure, but it's very bright. I've certainly seen them. People have them, brought them, and shown them to me. But they can be very, very helpful to people that just, you can do your regular work, do whatever you're doing, but they are definitely something that has been found to be helpful with many people, anywhere from 20 minutes to a couple hours a day. I mean, so it can be very, very helpful, and we sometimes don't really understand how difficult, one, depression is, but second of all, when you have it certain times of the year, how it can really slow down your efficiency, it can impact your job, it can impact your getting to work on time, it can impact your social relationships with people. It's really a very difficult condition really to have, and you know, because the short days in the winter, they're believed to impact on the biological clock, the lack of serotonin levels, the melatonin levels. I mean, a lot of biochemical, a lot of activities going on that everything kind of gets stunted. It's almost like there's some programming in humans, like bears. I mean, they kind of go into, they're recluse, if you will.
And there's people who would say, well, there's no magic, there's no magic elixir for that. But there is, to me, there is. I can be going through the Michigan crud here, Doc. I can be going around looking at the clouds going, man, oh, man, I grew up in Seattle, and I moved here, and it's even cloudier in the wintertime, I swear. And it, because of the lakes. But when I get off the plane in Florida, and I go out into the sunshine, and it feels like almost a little bit of summer, it's like the other stuff melts away. It doesn't mean I want to be there all the time. It just means that has like an elixir effect. And I swear it happens very quickly.
Well, I think if people have an opportunity, you know, not everyone can do this, but if you're going to live in the northern zones, you know, where we get a lot of overcast, we get a lot of snow, we get a lot of short days, it is good to get away once a year, if you can, in the winter, to a really different kind of a weather. You know, in the southern parts of the United States or the islands or wherever it might be, just to get away for a period, to have something to look forward to. Because still, a lot of this does relate to attitude. And if we can try to be thinking positively, have goals, things that will take this away from us, okay, in terms of the seasonal affective disorder, when I say take it away, that there is going to be an opportunity to get away, get some sunshine, get some warm climate, get something in the winter, it can be a very, very helpful type of a thing. And many people do that, okay? And I think even more and more people are doing that over the years. I realize not everyone can do that, but
it makes
something very, very positive.
Well, he's there in Miami right now where it's a brisk, and for them it is a brisk 59 this morning. And the next few days you're going to be in the mid to upper 60s, but that's I got to break out the parka, get the North Face jacket out. You never know. It's going to be cold.
You have no idea how cold that would be for Miami, but you'll also notice there'll be a lot of sun. But I mean, oddly, but it for here, that is really, really cold. And if you look up at Tampa, they're going to be another 10 degrees cooler. But then if you go into next weekend, then all of a sudden we're going back into
my heart. My heart bleeds. I'm really. In fact, we're starting a GoFundMe account for the folks in Tampa and Miami and Orlando and all parts in between. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com is the website. drjohnb.com podcast will be up there. I jest, but there's nothing jesting about sad. SAD, and I don't mean sad with an exclamation point on a tweet. I'm talking about seasonal affective disorder. Always good to talk to you. Number one for the new year, and we look forward to chatting next week as we keep it going again in 2018. Thanks, Doc.
And Dave, good having you back in last week, and we hope this is a great 2018 for you, Ben, and the whole team there and your family.
So amen. Amen to you and yours as well. Absolutely.